Hey, everybody, we're back with Give Us the Launch Codes. I'm Tom.
I'm Travis.
Travis, did you know I enjoyed doing interviews?
Oh, yes. I could tell.
I've enjoyed it so much that after the trilogy I just did that came out, the Blacklist trilogy, I thought I would do a quadrilogy. Because I do enjoy Alien, unlike most people, beyond just the first two movies. I actually enjoy all four. I even enjoy Prometheus and Covenant. I still want to see Romulus. I just enjoy the idea of Alien. But anyway, so I'm doing a quadrilogy. I thought I would call it the Salon Convos, because I'll be talking to four amazing ladies about random fun stuff. Mm-hmm. So let's start it off with bowling.
Bowling?
Yeah.
Just casually, or is this like professional bowling or something?
Oh, we're getting professional, dude.
Shit.
The dude abides on this one.
Oh, let's go.
And for our first guest, Scylla is our first guest here for our Salon Convo. Scylla, thank you for joining us.
Of course. It's good to be here today.
So you bowl. Like, you are a professional bowler.
I am. I have been doing it for quite some time, and I find it really interesting, and I hope you guys will find it interesting too.
Well, so let's start it off with our first question here. What got you interested in bowling in the first place?
My family's always been doing it, and I just didn't really find it that fun in the beginning, but then over time I was like, might as well do it, it runs in the family. So I tried it, and here I am.
That's really cool. So it's basically like a family, like, sport, really, for you.
Yeah, for me it's always been in the family, never stopped. It's always bowling, football, volleyball, you name it, we could do it.
So since this is in the family, if you don't mind me asking, who's better, your mom or dad?
Hopefully they're not listening. My mom's out there. My mom's pretty good.
So is family the only reason that keeps you doing it, or what do you find that's interesting for you personally about this sport?
I mean, I liked it. I only joined because my family, but then trips were involved. I was like, well, might as well do something with this. So I kept bowling, and here I am going to Rio and Vegas every other week now.
Damn.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, we're going on vacation. Might as well do more.
Might as well.
That's awesome. I like that. So because you enjoy bowling as like a vacation, as part of, you know, being a vacation for family, out of curiosity, because, you know, in high school, for example, we always hear it all the time, is bowling a great first date idea?
I think it is, just to see who's more competitive from time to time. But I would always say go easy, go to, let's say, an arcade. But bowling, if you're really competitive, let's go bowling.
So I like how you said about the competitive part. It's really good to know when a relationship is building right from the jump. It's like, hey, not only who's competitive, but how do you both handle that competitiveness together? Is that kind of like what you're saying? Because the competitiveness.
The competitive's always there. If you find a partner that likes bowling and they're competitive,
that's perfect.
Bowling.
Okay, yeah, I like that. So that's a good way for competitive couples to start it off, to build it up from there. And then, so further with this, what would be for you the pros and cons to bowling? So for people who are just not even knowing about the sport.
Pros is it's kind of hard to find oil spots. It's always about the pattern on the lane, if the lanes are good, if your ball's any good. So it depends on what kind of ball you're getting also, because the cores are different every single ball, and it's drilled to your hand also. So there's so many, many different factors in bowling.
So that's interesting. So really, if you want to bowl, you need a customized ball.
You don't need to. You could always use the balls that they provide for you in the lanes.
Okay.
But I've always had a customized ball.
You know, that makes sense, because now when I think about every time I bowled, it felt like out of the three holes, one was just, it felt weird against the finger, like it was too tight and then loose on one side.
Yeah.
Like it, so they're really, a customized ball is really the starting point, because just the balls, like basically, community balls, lack of a better word there, right?
Yeah.
They really are just misshapen and not like suited to just the person to enjoy the game.
It's whoever's hand's not ball. It's always messing up your hand, their hand, and whatnot. So that's why I always had a customized ball since the jump, because it's always fitted to my hand. It's never messed up in any type of way.
Can the oils in our hands like kind of warp a ball too? So that's why it's better to not have a community one?
I've always used powder to dry up my hands.
Okay.
To make, because my hands ran really sweaty. Ew. But I've always used powder to dry up my hand or use a fan to air it out, so it slips out pretty easily.
So that's what the fan is for, is to dry your hands out, so everything's really more of like a almost, it's like, it's weird to say, but the dryness helps with the streamline of throwing the ball, rolling it down the lane. Mm-hmm. That is interesting. And then, pros, because we went over the cons.
Pros is pretty good. I mean, once you have everything down and you know what you're doing, you could go places from here. Bowling's a very hard and competitive place to be right now, but I mean, once you have it down, you could go places.
Okay. And because we brought up when you said trying to find the smoothness and the undulations in the lane itself, what makes the perfect bowling alley?
You could never find a perfect bowling alley, honestly.
Okay.
Every bowling alley is different. Every pattern's different. Every lane is different. You just have to find the right rhythm for you in every lane.
To bring it back, you brought up something called oil spots. What is that, if you don't mind me asking?
Oil spots is when, like, you throw your ball and it curves in.
That's what that is. That's what's making the ball curve.
Yeah.
So that's why people can use that to their advantage to curve it how they want. It's not an obstacle like in golf when you see the sand traps and the bunkers. It's actually, no, if you're good, you could use that to your advantage.
You could use the oil
That's
too.
Interesting. Okay, I'm going to look for that next time I bowl. I didn't know that.
So there's certain balls that likes to absorb the oil. Those are the little oil spots.
So some balls can absorb oil.
And that's why people
would that be
wipe
more
the balls into.
So basically a ball is more porous than other certain ones. I did not know that. So that's why people are really, it's really about getting as dry as you can with your fingers in the ball before you roll it. Okay, that makes more sense. I wish I knew that when I was bowling. I just thought it's like, hey, just like, sometimes I would lick my finger to like, you know, like a baseball, how you lick your finger before you throw it. I always thought that's what you had to do. But now I'm like, oh, if it was about dryness, I would have worn a glove. That's interesting. I did not know that. Here's one thing I've always been curious too, because you brought up the competitiveness of bowling. I bet you know this, but back in like the 80s and early 90s, when my dad told me, like, bowling competitions used to be on live TV, like ESPN used to show it. Is it still that competitive? Like, is it really a competitive sport when you get to that top levels?
If you're really, really that good, you could possibly be ending up on TV someday. I wouldn't say it's always on TV, but it's there from time to time.
That's cool. Okay, so it's still going, basically.
Yeah, it's still going.
And there's professionals, there's still almost that hype that how it began so many decades ago. Okay. And now when it comes to the various competition events in bowling, in your opinion, do you prefer solo events or team events?
I prefer team events just to make it more fun. Solos is kind of like you're in your own world, you're focused. Like, there's no fun in that. To me, bowling has always been fun.
So, I mean, bowling should always be a team sport.
A team sport,
because that's how it really gets it better instead of being just by yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. One question I have, because you've been doing this for so long, and then also your family. Why do you think so many of us Americans here in this country compared to other countries, why do you think we love to bowl so much? I mean, all the movies like Big Lebowski, you have, I think, Kingpin with Bill Murray. And then I know Disney Channel did a few other stuff like with their original movies involving bowling. Why does America love this sport so much?
I personally think just because it's so fun, it's very active. You could invite like whoever you want. It's a good go-to. Like, who would want to go to movies and can't talk? Like, let's go out, let's have some fun, let's have some drinks, eat some food. Like, there's so much things you could do in bowling, including when you're just with a good group of people.
So yeah, I think that's what it's just the atmosphere of, like, not just the event like mini golf, but it's like, no, you have food at the bowling alley, you have a bar at the bowling alley, and always music's playing. And then you're right, there seems to be always a movie theater next to a bowling alley in some degree. So it's like bowling is really just around so much to do for events. Okay, that's cool. One thing I bet our listeners would like to know, and if they really want to get into this sport besides just fun pickups, how expensive can it get? For example, like tennis, I heard it can get really expensive. I mean, hell, I've heard even baseball can. Like, the catcher's gear can be in thousands upon thousands of dollars. Oh, yeah, I've heard, like, sometimes the whole gear with the pads, the knee brace cups, and then even the helmet can be almost $13,000. Just depends on the brand, obviously. But how expensive, I should ask, can this sport be if someone really wants to dive in head first?
Head first, starting off, probably no more than 1,000. just starting off. That's pretty cheap than most sports, at least for me anyways. I mean, starting off, you get your bowling bag, your ball. Depending if you're injured, grab some tape, take yourself up, and then just go from there.
$1,000 isn't bad, especially when you said a customized ball is the way to go. And I always thought a customized ball would be thousands.
No.
But if it's
only a few hundreds, really.
That's awesome. So that's actually to get a, because when you hear anything is custom, like, you know, a custom suit or a custom, like, even a chair, like, it's always thousands of dollars. You hear when someone wants to get something custom made for their measurements and personal touches and feels. But if a ball is just a couple hundred dollars to get, you know, customized, that's not bad. But that's not bad for
As long as you find the good shop, good prices, good deals too, you could start off bowling probably by tomorrow.
Okay. And then you said a bag's good. And what little accessories would you recommend besides, obviously, you said like the towel to dry off and you said tape, correct? Yeah.
So if you're like injured, you just wrap your wrist with some tape, some like sporting tape or whatever. Or if your elbow or whatever is hurting, you could just wrap that up too.
Okay.
Just
call some it a day. Quick KT tape.
Yeah. And then a towel just to clean up your ball from all the oil, depending on what ball you're throwing, and you could go from there.
And then you powder, right? Or is there always powder at the alley? Or do you need to pick up your own powder?
Pick up your own powder, I would suggest, because I wouldn't suggest whatever they have. I would always go to a pro shop just to play it safe.
That's good to know. Okay. So it's really just, it's not as expensive as one would think compared to all the other sports that we play here in this country. It's really just a quick G, basically, $1,000. Obviously, what makes it cheaper and will make your money go farther is doing the research to hunt for deals, pricings, and comparing. But you don't need as much as you think, and then boom, you're on. Are shoes expensive? Because I know shoes need to be a certain way.
No, shoes are honestly not that expensive either. Probably less than 60.
Really? Damn, because the Converse cost $60 already. And Converse.
I'm telling you, bowling is a very cheap sport, but prices could go up from time to time. But once you find your spot, you're good to go from there.
That's awesome. Well, that's good to know, especially with how, you know, the economy is nowadays. If someone wanted to get into a sport, it's good to know. It's like, no, this is not expensive, and you can get more people into it. Because, you know, when you want to get everyone involved, it's like, okay, how much do we need this, that? And it's like, no, it's just cheap. Everyone go, see you next weekend, and boom. It's good to know. If someone wanted to learn how to bowl, like the techniques and the mindset, what would you suggest to them?
I would suggest to watch videos from any bowler, you know. Just go from there. I mean, I've honestly just picked it up over time, but again, I'm not a pro just yet. But right now, I'm just learning how to relax, keep calm when things don't go my way. But back to the question, I would say just watch bowling videos. Like, there's no harm in that. Mm-hmm. You got good professional bowlers that I'm still learning from. And you can learn their techniques and just pick up whatever you can.
So just basically use YouTube as the way to, like, the techniques, to throw, to go, and then just go yourself and keep. Sounds like it's a repetitive sport. Like, just you lock it down through just repetitive motions and all that.
Yeah, because sometimes where you would have to switch your balls because the lane's too dry or too oily, or you just need to relax and just find your groove again.
All right. So I like how this sport, compared to so many others, even pool, when you think about it, it's very simple. Because even pool is like, you know, like, you got to bounce it here. You got to really know the table. But bowling is nice to know that a fun, simple, active sport that has had a following for so many decades is not only cheap, but really quick and simple to learn. And then if you get that passionate drive, there's a living.
There is always a good living when you have, like, something that you're really good at and you drive for every day. You could make a living off of that.
And one thing, if you don't mind me asking, because I know you being a lady bowler, if any of our female listeners are tuning in, you have nice, kind of decent long nails. Does that affect bowling or no?
It kind of depends on how long. I always tape them, just like how you would tape your injured wrist or anything.
Oh, so you can just protect your nails and you'll be good. So any lady can really get their nails nicely done, and then you just have a cover and it doesn't do anything really. Mm-hmm. Does it change the game style of how you throw?
No.
Okay, that's good. So this sport's really just universal for anyone, huh?
Yes.
Any last words you'd say about bowling as a whole? I know this was a quick interview, but that's okay. It's kind of fun how bowling is as quick as this interview, because it's really a straight, simple, to the point sport.
It's pretty easy. I mean, if any of you guys want to join, by all means, it's a fun sport. There's always one down the street from your house, or
they're everywhere.
Yeah, you can never, you know, not miss bowling. I mean, I go every week. You can never get, you can never ever get bored of bowling. I would honestly suggest it if you guys wouldn't mind try bowling someday competitively.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, you know what? This was really fun. I like how this one is just kind of mirrors the sport itself. It's really straight to the point. There's no complications to it. And the practice really is just repetitive. They just got to keep doing the motion over and over again. And it's more, I like how you said, again, it's about finding the oil spots on the lane itself, and that's really the big dictator of how that ball's going to get down the lane. That is awesome. Yeah. I like that. I thought too much about bowling when I was doing it as a kid and on dates. I did take a lot of girls bowling. I think too much. I think like, oh, you got to. I always like would twist my wrist counterclockwise to curve it before I throw. Yeah. I knew one guy would do a thing where he held it barely off the ground, and he would actually just lunge it forward, not roll or anything. He like threw it. And it would like graze and then pick up and roll. But it's just like, no, it's just boom, boom, done. And the fact that it does say something too about the helpfulness of YouTube, that you could watch a lot of professionals out there and just keep that rotation and the motion going, where everyone's really using the same technique. No one's doing something different like a pitcher does on the mound, where they do those curveballs and they do a fast line right down the line. There's no technique that anyone's done differently. Everyone's doing the same exact thing over so many decades of this sport being around, that it's just really just mastering that, not trying to figure out a new way to do it. There's no real new way to basically make the wheel.
Either you're a one-handed or two-handed bowler. I mean as long as that ball gets down the lanes, you're good.
I'm curious, what's the slowest you've seen a ball go down? Like, how, like, slow is it, like?
I would say, like, at least 5 miles per hour.
That's damn! Slow.
And that's, like, the
slowest. It's just like, creepy. Was it more like, you just had to do that, didn't you? Huh? Yeah, like, everyone annoyed at that person?
Yeah. I was like, let me just throw another ball just to get it down there, and let's keep on having fun after that.
Out of curiosity, do you know how, like, the fastest it's ever gone down? Have you ever seen or heard?
I've seen people throw it at like 17-18, but the fastest I've gone is at least 15-16 miles per hour.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like between those, but anything higher than that, I give you props, because I'm trying to nail that down too.
Why do certain bowling balls weigh different? I've always actually been curious about that.
It's depending on how strong you are.
Is that what it comes down to? Oh, okay.
How strong you are, how fast you can get the ball down the lane. It's not, when you do bowling, it's not more of how fast you can. It's more of how many pins you could get by the time you're done playing your game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So bowling has nothing to do with speed. It's just rack up the pins, nothing else.
Rack up the pins and you're good.
Yeah, I've been playing the sport completely wrong. I've been playing it wrong since I've started. When I was like 5, I went to a bowling alley for a birthday party, like everyone does.
Yeah.
So I've been playing this game completely wrong. This is what this interview tells me, is that I am just completely doing the most simplest thing. I'm basically thinking too much. I'm playing this super hard.
Yeah, there's not much thinking. All you got to do is just have fun with it.
I am definitely going to go bowling more now so I can do it right, because I have been doing it wrong so long. And I'm like, oh, wow. No, I'm just like, you just get it down there. I always thought it was speed. I always thought it was like you got to curve it to like go in at the last minute.
No, that's what happens. If you curve your ball and it's oily,
it's
gonna go all the way curving to wherever you decided to hit it.
Okay.
But if you're straight and that oil's there, you could just by all means get all 10 pins down.
I just realized how much basically of a dumbass I am with this easiest thing in the world. That's hilarious. Thanks again so much for taking the time out to do this. This has been awesome. Anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about this sport that you love? Anything?
No, I think that was it. Thank just you, Thomas, go ahead. For having me.
Oh, you're most welcome, Scylla. Like, again, thanks for being a part of this. I got to get out there now and just do this right. I got to do this correctly, because now I'm just mad. All right, everybody. This closes out our part one of the Salon Convos, bowling. I say everyone go do it. Don't think too much about it. And really just, it just sounds like it's just focus on racking it down and nothing to do with speed. And that is hilarious to know that. All right, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your day. And thanks again for tuning in for Give Us the Launch Codes.
You know, one thing I would have asked her is, has she ever met Mookie Betts?
Is that what you wanted to ask her?
I would have. If you don't know Mookie Betts, well, if you follow baseball at all, you know who Mookie Betts is. He's the second baseman for the Dodgers. Outstanding batter. Great.
Doing a good time dealer. Right now. I mean, I know by the time this comes out, the season's over.
I have no idea.
No, I'm saying, though, as time of recording right now,
yeah,
on October 8th, he's doing great. Like, the whole team is.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And
but so he's a bowler, too?
He's into bowling. Yeah, when he's not playing baseball, he's into bowling. I would have asked if they ever crossed paths.
Maybe she beat him. Hey.
Oh.
She said she's getting good and better. Did you ever know that about the oil stains or spots, by the way? That was new.
I mean, I always kind of got that, like, okay, if you're a professional bowler, you have your own ball and you polish it. You know, I've always played bowling casually, so I just go with whatever the alley had, and they're all scuffed and scratched and whatever. Who cares? You know, so at that point, it is like down to amateur skill and how much you can throw before your arm hurts. My arm always hurts after a while. But oil spots, I've never heard of that before.
I did not know that, because as you heard in the interview, I'm completely looking at this game differently now, and I feel like I've actually done it wrong my entire life. I did not know it was just find the oil spot and work that to your advantage. It has nothing to do with how you throw it. It doesn't need to do with the speed or the weight. It's literally just the lane itself is all you need to manipulate.
That's crazy. It reminds me how in going back to baseball, like every diamond is a little different. Like the outfield dimensions are
yeah, every outfield's different. Every stadium, yeah.
Which is why like it leads to debate about like, well, which stadium can you get better home runs and that kind of thing?
Yeah, true. And it makes you now think about the mounds themselves, because some are indoor, some are outdoor stadiums.
Yeah,
and all bowling.
I didn't know that was a thing in bowling.
Yeah. I liked it. I was. It opened my eyes. I'm glad to find out that a bowling ball custom made is cheap. I always thought they were like $5,000 to like to
yeah,
get a custom
incredible.
Ball. Oh, dude, if that I can get it under $300, I'm doing it. This is my like Christmas present. I'm getting myself a custom ball because I just always wanted to have a bowling ball on like the mantle. I just like that look.
Yeah.
But I'm getting a custom ball now.
Hell yeah.
That's insane. All right, well, that's part one. Hope you all enjoyed it. The other parts will be coming soon. Like Travis said, we don't know when this will come out, and we don't even know if we will release all four in a row. We might just sprinkle them.
Yeah.
You know, because you know why? Getting your nails done at the salon takes time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. That's another great episode of Give Us the Launch Codes. I'm Tom.
I'm Travis.
Go watch Big Lebowski and Kingpin.
Bye, everyone.
Or, sorry, Kingpin. Bill Murray.